say, Pastor, I'm still learning. I know you've been learning for 7 or 8 years. I'm glad you're learning. But there's some of you that God wants to use you now to take you to the next level and not just learn.
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck. I'm your host in the studio with Pastor Mark Jobe, senior pastor and author at New Life Community Church here in Chicago. Pastor Mark, thank you for this new message. This is the second half of a message you've titled Divine Drive. And we're finding a lot of people, as they listen to this message, are being activated into their calling and pushed across the line. Why do you think it is that so many people stand on the other side and don't really grab a hold of all that God has for them?
You know, from this passage, Josh, we're going to learn that God tests us. How bad do you want it? And it's pretty interesting that Elijah, the prophet, tries to convince Elijah, his apprentice, not to pursue it. Sometimes if we can be talked out of it, if we can be talked out of it, dissuaded, maybe we're not hungry enough for it.
Yeah.
Most of the pastors that have come to New Life that say they want to pastor a church plant, my tendency is to try to talk them out of it. And if I can talk them out of it, they're probably not here. Because I know that sometime in the heavy, difficult streets of Chicago, their faith is going to be tested. And if I can talk them out of it, then they probably aren't, they probably don't believe it enough. And so I believe that sometimes, Joshua, we need to stay in the right position to receive what God has for us and not get distracted and with other things and stay in that place and say, no, I'm going to stay here until I get what God has for me.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Friends, as you listen, maybe you need this encouragement. As we open the scriptures, Pastor Mark will be taking us to 2 Kings chapter 2 in the second half of the message, Divine Drive, Do You Really Want It? And as you're listening, we just pray for you here. May your spirit be stirred. May your heart be guided into what God's called for you. This may be a divine moment for you. So buckle up, pay attention. Here we go. Divine Drive.
But some of you are believers. You're already following God. But God is saying, you know, I want you to chase after your calling, your double portion, the mission. I want you to get on board. This is a new season. Are you ready to do that? And so, after the time of growth and testing, there comes times of taking steps. They are important, committed steps. They're testing our determination, but once our determination has been tested, there comes a point in time in our determination where we have to decide, am I going to do this or am I not going to do this? I'm glad you've been dating her for 4 years, but you know, there comes a time where you have to just say, am I going to marry her or am I not going to marry her? Because I know it's been tested. You say, well, Pastor, I'm getting to know her. 4 or 5 years into it, you know we're pretty good. This isn't about knowing. This isn't about timing. This is about making the commitment. Are you going to or are you not? Elijah had been with him for 7 years. Elijah and Elijah had been traveling together for 7 or 8 years. And now it came a time where transition was about to take place. And some of you, God is stirring your heart and saying, you know what? You've shown determination. Your faith has been tested. Now it's time to go to the next level. I've been praying for this next season, and I feel like this is a season where God is calling us as a church to the next level. As I've been praying for New Life, I feel like there's a lot of people that, yeah, you're here, and I'm glad you're here, but you have so much more that God wants to do in your life than just be here. You say, Pastor, I'm still learning. I know you've been learning for 7 or 8 years. I'm glad you're learning. But there's some of you that God wants to use you now to take you to the next level and not just learn. You see, God wants to take an army and turn it into, God wants to take an audience and turn it into an army. People that know their calling, their destiny, people that are making a difference, people that rise up and say, God, here I am, use me. And so, Elijah had just been a baggage carrier. Now, you need to bloom where God has planted you. You need to be faithful with God, what God has called you to do at this point in time, at this season of time. But after your faithfulness comes doors of opportunity where God will finally say, okay, are you ready now? And they were about to transition over. And so, number one, your determination will be tested. Number two, your faith will be stirred. Number three, your boldness will be tried. So the Bible tells us that when they finally got out over to the other side, they were walking on dry ground. They crossed over, and then the old man Elijah says to the young man Elijah, tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taken from you? The young man Elijah had been preparing this for a long time, and this is what he says. He says, let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. Well, that's bold. Let me inherit a double portion of what you had, of your prophetic anointing, of what you've done. I want a double portion. The old man prophet said, you have asked a difficult thing. Yet if you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not. He said, man, you're bold. You're asking for a double portion of what I've had. That's bold. And so he says, okay, if you stay close to me, if you're with me, if you see me when God takes me away, you'll get a double portion. After you've been tested, after your faith has been stirred, some of you need to start praying some bold, daring prayers. Some of you need to get some boldness inside of your heart, some faith-stirred boldness that says, God, this is what I'm praying for. This is what I'm asking for, God. It's challenging, it's difficult, but I'm willing to pray some bold prayers in Jesus' name. That only God, you could answer, that I can't do in my own power. But people will know that it was God that answered this prayer. Notice what he says. I want you to see this. Let me inherit a double portion. You know, a double portion means twice as much as what you had. And I haven't done the counting myself, but scholars say that scriptures record that Elijah, the old man Elijah, it's recorded that he had 14 miracles that he performed. 14, that's a lot. 14 miracles that he did. You know how many miracles it's reported that Elijah, the young Elijah, did? Exactly twice as many. 28 miracles, double portion. Why? Because a young man dared to pray a bold prayer. Because a young man decided, hey, I'm not going to be content with what I have. I'm going to pray bold. I'm going to ask God for more. I'm going to pursue what God has for me. Listen, he said, you've asked a difficult thing. If you stay in the right position, you will receive it. But don't get out of position or get distracted because you're going to miss it. What Elijah said to Elijah is, you'll get a double portion, but you can't get distracted. You have to be in the right place at the right time to receive what I have for you. But if you get distracted, you're going to miss it. You know, I was at the birth of all three of my children when they were born, all three of them. And I saw all three of them come out. Awesome experience. I know some of you are a little squeamish. You see blood and you're like, yeah, I have a friend that went to his wife's birth and she had to comfort him because he was about to pass out. He was supposed to be there for her, but my first one, I didn't know what to expect. It was like, I was so excited to see my first baby born. I didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, but I was excited. I've told you this before, but my wife went into labor. I'm like, don't worry, hon, I'm a coach. I went through classes and I even had a Coach shirt on, like, Coach. Like, I got this, babe. Don't worry. Rub your back a little bit. It's a breeze. From this side, it's always easy to say it's a breeze. Don't worry, honey. Those ladies exaggerate a lot. And when she first kicked into it, she was like, oh, it's not that bad. We talked to her. Hey, honey, look at me. Keep your eye on me. I'm going to talk you through this. And I thought, wow, like, I'm talking her through this, and she's not suffering a lot at all. And she was getting ready to go to the hospital, and I heard her in the other room, this horrifying screech. Ah! And I ran, and I said, honey, what's wrong? And she was starting to go into back labor. And she said, I think my back broke. I said, no, honey, your back didn't break. Yes, it did. I said, okay, maybe it did. Maybe there's a fracture, honey. Maybe it did fracture. Man, I saw new, like, ferociousness in her. So we drove to the hospital, jumped in the car, driving as fast as possible. My dad was driving. I was in the back seat trying to comfort her, and she was in pain. And she looked at me with these wide eyes, just kind of panicking. She says, Mark, why is God making me go through this? And we had prayed a long time for this baby. I wanted to say, well, hon, we prayed, we fasted, God's answering prayer. And I wanted to say, and by the way, you go to Genesis chapter 3. And you know, before the curse, there was no pain. But after the fall of man, then the, you know, pain, this is part of the curse. And I looked at her eyes and I thought, she doesn't need a Bible study. I'm afraid to give her a Bible study right now. So I just looked at her and said, I don't know, honey. I don't know why he's letting you go through this. And we got to the hospital, and she pushed and labored for like 20-some hours. Man, she was a warrior. But I'm going to tell you something. When it was getting close, don't send me to Starbucks for a latte, because I'm not going to miss that moment. Don't say, hey, why don't you run downstairs and, you know, find a Starbucks, a latte, you know, with two stevia. No. I don't want to miss the moment that my baby's going to be born. I've waited a long time to see that baby born. There's a moment. There's a window. There's an opportunity here, a divine moment. And I want to say, no, I saw that baby come out. And after the nurse pulled her out, I was the first to hold my baby daughter that I thought was going to be a boy. First one. Because I didn't want to miss the moment. Watch this. Elijah says to Elisha, you can miss the moment. If you don't see it happen, if you're not there when the chariots of fire take me up, if you miss the moment when I go, then you miss the opportunity for a double portion. In other words, don't get distracted, because if you get distracted, you can miss the moment that God is about to release something into your life. Don't get distracted. I know some of you have been trying to follow Jesus, trying to follow God. You're pushing in, but man, life gets distracting, doesn't it? There's a lot of things that pop up. It's easy to lose your first love. It's easy to lose your fire. It's easy to start taking your eyes off Jesus and saying, yeah, but you know, I got this to do over here. I got that to do over there. And it's easy to turn your head around and say, you know, there's a lot of stuff in life that's taken me away from my spiritual life. That's taken me away from my walk with God. And some of you have turned your head and you've gotten distracted right about the moment that God wants to do something in your life. And there may be moments that will be very difficult to regain if you miss them.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Divine Drive. Do you really want it? It's from our brand new series called See the Change. And after tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Kings with his message called Divine Drive. Do you really want it?
Well, I may have a video of it, but it's different than having a video of it and being there. And Elijah says to his protege, Elijah, hey, I'm going to give you a double portion. You're going to get a double portion of my spirit, but you have to be there. on time, up close. Don't miss the moment or you won't get a double portion. Number four, and lastly, your calling, not only do your determination will be tested, your faith will be stirred, your boldness will be tried. And lastly, the time will come when your calling will be evident. In verse 11, it says, as they were walking along, talking together, suddenly, say suddenly. How many of you know sometimes things happen suddenly? You can't always predict the time. The Bible talks about the coming of Jesus, and it's going to be suddenly, when people don't expect it. And he says, be aware, be ready, be prepared for the coming of Jesus, because it can happen suddenly. There are certain moments in life that we don't expect. They happen suddenly. There's certain things that come from God that God doesn't warn you in advance. They're going to come. You have to be ready. It's like that football. You got to be in place watching, and suddenly it's there. But you got to run to that moment. You got to be prepared. There's got to be determination, and suddenly. So as they were walking together, it says, and suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire. These are supernatural chariot of fire. I don't know exactly what it looked like, but this was a supernatural chariot of fire sent by God, appeared, and it separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. He didn't experience a natural death like you and I will experience one day. While they were walking, suddenly God decided, I'm going to take him on a roller coaster ride like he's never seen before. You're not going to experience natural death. A chariot came and swooped him up, and suddenly he sees Elijah being levitated into heaven. And Elijah, the young guy, is left behind saying, whoa! Suddenly, if he had been distracted, he would have missed it. If he had been pursuing other things, he wouldn't have caught it. If he would have been saying, hey, you know, I don't have time for that, I'll be back one day, he would have not been caught in the middle of what God was about to do in his life. And that's what I don't want to happen to you. I don't want you to miss the double portion and the calling moment of your life. I don't want you to miss what God wants to do in your life, because I believe that every single person in this auditorium is called to God, and then we're called on mission with God. You have a calling and a purpose and a gifting and a destiny that God has in your life. Don't miss what God wants to do through and in you. And then it tells us Elijah saw this and he cried out, my father, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel. And Elijah saw him no more. So he's left alone. And when the chariots are gone, there's Elijah, young Elijah, who's never really done the prophetic, who's never really done miracles, who's never been used of God in a powerful way. And now he's left alone on the other side of the Jordan. His mentor is gone. It's quiet now. And all he has is the mantle that fell from his mentor as it came down from heaven. Verse 13. So then Elijah picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him, and he went back and he stood at the bank of the Jordan. And he took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah, and he struck the water. Sometimes the greatest win and the greatest loss come in the same season. How about it? He lost a mentor, he gained an anointing. Some of you are at a season in life where maybe you think that you're experiencing one of the greatest losses in your life, but sometimes in the middle of loss comes great gain. And sometimes it's in the vacuum of loss that God gives us gain. Sometimes it happens all together. Great loss, great gain. He lost his mentor, but he gained an anointing at the very same time. And the same mantle that Elijah had used when he was a farm boy 7-8 years ago, he took the mantle and he threw it on Elijah to signify his calling. That same mantle is the mantle he was left with now. It's the mantle of calling, the mantle of leadership, the mantle of mission, the mantle of, I want to use you, symbolic of a calling on his life. By the way, you know what struck me about the first time that Elijah's called? It's funny that we never hear of Elijah. He's just a farm boy plowing the ground. But I believe that God can find anyone, anywhere when they're faithful. Some of you may feel like, hey, God hasn't seen me. God doesn't even know I exist. But, you know, there's something about faithfulness that God sees. There's something about faithfully doing what God has called you to do that brings the attention of God. If someone's faithful, God can find you anywhere, even on the farm. God finds faithful people. Faithful people, by the way, are hard to find. People that do what they are called to do when it's hard to do and keep doing it over and over when it's difficult to do and keep persevering when it's hard to do. There's some faithful people in this congregation. There's some people that have served for a long time. There's some people that you may not know their names, but man, they are pillars in this place because they've survived, they've thrived, they've planted, they've touched people's lives. Hey, God finds them easily when he finds faithfulness. And so he takes the cloak. This is an iconic moment. He picks up the cloak that's fallen from Elijah. He goes back down to the Jordan River. And now he stands in front of the river. And now it's his moment to be tested. I love what this says. Come on. He takes the cloak. He's at the river. He looks up to the heavens and he says, now, where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah. And he took the cloak, listen, and he struck the water. You know what he's saying? It's my turn now. God, you've poured into me. I've had a mentor for years. This guy's taught me, poured into my life. And he takes the cloak, and he strikes the water, and he says, it's my turn now. I'm not going to chase after the chariot anymore. That's the guy that mentored me, but it's my turn now. I was reading that and I was thinking, how many people in this congregation is God saying to you, it's your turn now? You've had someone that shared the gospel with you. It's your turn now. You had someone that mentored you. It's your turn now. You had someone that prayed for you. It's your turn now. You had someone that was an example of what it meant to follow Jesus. It's your turn now. You had someone that invited you to church. It's your turn now. You had someone that said, don't give up, man, when you were really struggling. It's your turn now. You had someone that walked you down the aisle of having to break addiction in your life. It's your turn now. You had someone that poured into you and invested in you. It's your turn now. You had someone that led you in worship. It's your turn now. You had someone that led a home group and taught you the word of God. It's your turn now. You had someone that is assisted. It's your turn now. How many of you is God saying to you now, it's your turn now? And you could sit in the background with the cloak and say, no, I'm too young. I don't know. I've never done this. But there comes a time when you have to stop chasing the chariot and saying, no, he helped me. He knew how to do it. And when you get the cloak and say, now it's my turn now to strike the water. It's my turn now. And I'm calling some of you. Yeah, I don't know who I'm calling. I don't know what bell I'm ringing, but I feel like I need to ring the bell that says to some of you, it's your turn now. It's your turn now. You are the person that God is calling now. You're not the apprentice just anymore. You're not the new person anymore. Some of you say, well, Pastor, I'm new. Yeah, you're 5 years new. Well, Pastor, I'm just a baby Christian. Hey, haven't you been coming around for 7 years? Yeah, but I'm a slow grower. Hey, I don't think after 7 years you qualify as a baby Christian. I think that it's your turn now.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago. This concludes part two of our message, Divine Drive, Do You Really Want It?, which is from our series called See the Change. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for part three, Refresh Your Memory. As I mentioned earlier, Straight Talk Radio is a ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. You can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 200 other messages from Pastor Mark, along with a Bible app that will help you with your walk. I also invite you to visit one of our 25 life-giving New Life locations near you this Sunday. Check out all our locations at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. All the locations and the time they meet are there, and we would love to meet you. Tell them you heard about them on Straight Talk Radio. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark and our Straight Talk team. Thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk. Have a great evening. God bless.